Golden-mouthed John is a saint I love to pretend to love. In the collect, the church calls him illustrious for his wonderful eloquence. And to be frank, I've always kind of wanted to be known for my eloquence too, secretly wishing that someone would compare me to this talented Antiochene from so many centuries ago. And why not? He was clearly passionate about the truth. He was given to discipline and seriousness. He was known for being direct when he spoke. John Chrysostom is also delightfully quotable. Here are a few good ones. There is nothing colder than a Christian who does not seek to save others. If you cannot find Christ in the beggar at the church door, you will not find him in the chalice. The Eucharist is a fire that inflames us, that like lions breathing fire, we may retire from the altar being made terrible to the devil. And one of my favorites is this: the road to hell is paved with the skulls of priests, and those of bishops are the lampposts that light the path. Now that's the one that should get our attention, given our chosen profession. Yes, St. John Chrysostom has a golden mouth, but a fiery tongue, and it is something I admire. But it is too easy to love the end of his name and forget what put the title in front of it. Of all the reasons to imitate him, the most important is the fact that he is a saint. That collect didn't just call him illustrious for his eloquence. No, it clearly says eloquence and his experience of suffering. I'm pretty eager about following his style of preaching and rhetoric, but when it comes to the whole being slandered and exiled thing, not so much. And that is the very warning that Christ gives us in these Beatitudes. In that part of my nature which is earthly, the part that Paul says to put to death, I want to be praised like Chrysostom, doctor of the church. I want all to speak well of me, but woe unto me for that, and woe unto each one of you who share with me that festering fault. If you or I want to share in the glory that belongs to this saint, then we are going to have to imitate not so much his eloquence as his invincible patience. If the road of the damned is looking for our skulls to adorn its surface, then we had better take these Beatitudes and woes to heart. St. John Chrysostom's sanctity did not come from his skill with words, but his love of poverty, his eagerness in fasting and being hungry, his willingness to mourn loudly for the sins and corruptions that infected his priests and his people. Above all, what makes him a saint, and the greatest hope for any of us to become saints, is the willingness to suffer on account of the Son of Man. And I'm not just talking about suffering from them out there in the corrupt world, but even from friends, seminarians, priests, bishops, and I'm sorry to say, sometimes from me. It's not exactly the most encouraging thing to say, I know, but this can be done. It has been done. And when you are in the midst of that fire that will refine you into gold, remember, blessed are you, for your reward will be great in heaven.